It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. This weekend, two significant voter groups get a chance to influence the presidential race. Latinos are a big part of the electorate in Nevada, and we'll have more on that state's caucuses in a moment. We begin with evangelical voters. They are expected to be a big portion of the electorate in tomorrow's Republican primary in South Carolina. And on the eve of the primary, many remain undecided. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Columbia, South Carolina.
With just days to go before the primary, the Palmetto Family Council, an evangelical policy group, mailed out over 100,000 DVDs showcasing the stump speeches of the Republican presidential candidates. The disc was titled, Still Undecided.
Throughout the pages of history, you'll find the ongoing story of America defending our beliefs and our values around the globe.
Orrin Smith is director of the group. He says even his own board of directors are split among four different candidates.
I think South Carolinians traditionally have not only supported candidates that were consistent with their values, but they wanted to support someone who had a good chance of winning.
Smith's DVDs will join the hundreds of thousands of mailers and flyers that have already jammed mailboxes here, not to mention the constant barrage of campaign phone calls. For undecided voters like Larry Johnson of Casey, South Carolina, faith is the paramount issue.
Being a Christian, I really believe that we as a nation need to get more grounded in real Christian values. There's a lot of talk with all candidates on the local, state, and national level, but the depth doesn't seem to be there.
But since there appears to be so many voters who have yet to make up their minds, it's not only the word of God that is being spread, it's the word of negative campaign tactics.
There was that sleazy computerized telephone survey that his campaign has that they did a number on me today.
Bill Folt says he was turned off by so-called push polling that appeared to him to support Mike Huckabee. Huckabee's campaign has disavowed any connection to the calls.
Oh, they were trashing all the under candidates, talking about how rich Romney is, and they used the epithet millionaire to describe John McCain.
Besides, Folt says, Huckabee shouldn't need the help. Here at the Northside Baptist Church in Columbia, where he's attending a midweek service, Folt says lots of people are considering the former Arkansas governor.
His firm foundation and his beliefs and that he's a Christian and that he is very pro-family and just puts family first, and I just really feel like that's a very important issue.
What impresses me most is that he doesn't waffle. He hasn't waffled. There's a straight stance from Huckabee. He has a very firm set of beliefs, and that's what it sticks to.
Huckabee's victory in Iowa has made voters like Angie Weathersby and Donald Clark sit up and take notice. Their vote, they say, is guided by their faith. But some voters, such as Wayne Morris and Annette Falkenberry, say their faith keeps them from voting for Mitt Romney, who is a Mormon.
There are so many differences between Mormonism and mainstream Christianity that, for me, that is a huge issue.
I really look at the Mormons as more of a cult, and I know they've tried to explain that the best way they can, but really when it comes down to it, you know, I only have one God, and Jesus Christ, and the way to my God is through Jesus Christ, the Lord Savior.
Other evangelicals I've spoken to say they intend to vote their head and not their heart, and many of them are drawn to Senator John McCain. But whether it's their head or their heart that leads them to a candidate, Reverend Rocky Purvis, pastor of Northside Baptist Church, offers this advice to his flock.
The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation. And we as believers should be seeking to elect people that we are convinced are going to lead our country to righteousness, to honor God.
Audie Cornish, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.